So one of the things that speaks to my heart today, the apostle said this. He said, "In everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So first and foremost, I want to tell you, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that your receptors are open this morning. I'm thankful that you came to listen with an open mind. With an open mind, God's truth you will find, and it will even open the eyes of the blind. In our text today, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica, and the church at Thessalonica was being persecuted. And even in our day that we're living in now, the church is truly being persecuted. And the psalmist told us in Psalms, he said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all." So look at your neighbor and say, what we are going through is only temporary. So please help me out as we're preaching this message today, that you give me your hallelujahs, you give me your amens, that you share it with your family and friends, and let this word get out to the nation and to the world that the God that we serve is alive and well. We serve a living God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and even think. So if you have your Bibles, open your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 13. "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things as your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men." The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Power for This Very Hour. And three things I would like to share with you is to receive, to conceive, and to believe. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word. Father, we've gathered today to exalt and lift up the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. Father, we thank you for each and every one that's listening. We're grateful that he that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful. So, Father God, may faith arise in our atmosphere, in the atmosphere of our homes, in the atmosphere of our workplaces, and the atmosphere of our churches. May faith arise and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory, and we'll never cease to give you all the thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. One of the things first, the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to the church of Thessalonica, he said this: when you received the word, you received it not as the word of men, but in truth, the word of God. And what the Lord wants to speak to us first and foremost is to receive, to receive. You know, one of the things that the Lord is constantly speaks to me about, in Proverbs 4:7, Solomon said, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding." And I've said it to you before, and I'll say it to you again, the devil cannot steal from you what you have understanding in. He can only steal from you what you're confused about, because where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Jesus illustrated this to us in Matthew chapter 13. Jesus used the parable of the sower and the seed being the word of God, the grounds being the hearts of the receivers. And the fruit that manifested and became fruitful in the lives was when they understood. In Matthew chapter 13, verse number 23, the word of God says, "But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, and which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You know, none of the other grounds of the had understanding. So the most important thing as this word goes forth to you today is for you to understand that as a child of God, you're going to go through storms and you're going to go through tribulations in this world. He said, in this world you shall face tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So our hope and our trust and is God and his word. So he says, when we understand his word, when we undergo the trials, to undergo in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. The word of God says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. They were immersed into it. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What did they do? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Jesus said, many signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. God is saying to you and I today, when we receive his word and we understand his word, when we're undergoing the trials and tribulations in this world, we're able to undertake it because we trusted God in his word. The word of God says in Acts chapter 17, verse number 11. The word of God says this, the apostle writing, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. God says to you and I, children of God, study to show yourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does God's word say? Man is trying to say all these things to you today. Man is trying to speak confusion into your home and into your life and into your workplace. And God wants you to know that God is a God of order. He does things decently. He does it in order. He sent his word today for you to receive, to understand, so when you're undergoing the trials and the tribulations, you can undertake them with victory. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. We've overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What words are coming out of your mouth? What words are you speaking? Are you feeding the disease? Or are you feeling the answer? Are you feeding the answer? Hallelujah. So he first said to us is, when you received the word, you received it not as the word of men, but in truth, the word of God, which worketh effectually in you. And what the Lord was saying to me about the word of God, when you understand the word of God, it needs to be conceived. What he was talking about to me about, when you conceive the word, you're impregnated with it. And when you're impregnated with the word, what you birth is God's word. What comes out of your mouth is the word of God. And Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Beginning to read with verse 18. The word of God says this. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, and cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. This nation was founded under God, and it's lost its first love. And God is calling the United States of America to return to his first love. Oh, church, it's time for us to return to the things of God, to lay down the things of the world, that God may arise in our nation and the enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. Return unto the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he'll find delight in his way. Delight yourself in the Lord and the power of his might. Let his word be understood. And when you understand that word, it is conceived. It becomes impregnated in you and I. And then we can imagine. You know, the writer of Hebrews says this: faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So some of the things that you're visually seeing is trying to question your faith. But God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as God's word is going forth to you today, and you receive it, and it's conceived inside of you, all of a sudden your imagination will begin to change. I can only imagine what it'll be like. Hallelujah. The writer of the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse number 6. He says, but the righteousness which of faith speaketh of the on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, and who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Colossae, in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God in the Father by him. He says, and when you, in the church of Thessalonica, he said, when you received the word, you received it not as the word of men, but in truth, the word of God to receive, which effectually worketh in you to conceive that believe. Amen. The Apostle Paul, to believe in 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. And I'm speaking to every student of the gospel today. Listen what the Apostle says to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse number 12. He says, for the which cause I have suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing, which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. I want to speak to sickness in your body right now in the name of Jesus. I want to speak the word of God over it right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against your body, your soul, your spirit, and your mind, and I call it loose from you in the name of Jesus. You are marvelously, wonderfully made in his image, and his image does not have sickness or disease. Tell that disease to get back behind you. It has no place in front of you, it has no place in you, and has no place to work through you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So the word of God says to you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Praise God. The apostle Paul is reminding the church of Corinth. And God is reminding you and I, even though you may be going through something right now. Come on. Listen to me. Listen to what the Spirit of God has to say. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So in Mark chapter 9, there's a child that was possessed, who the father brought the possessed child to the disciples, and the disciples could not cast this demon out of this child. And the father brought the child to Jesus and asked the Lord to have compassion on him. And listen to what Jesus said in Mark 9:23. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The father responded, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. But he didn't stop there. He said, Lord, help mine unbelief. And sometimes, as a child of God, when you're facing the storms of life, sometimes you, and most times, you need the faith of someone else. The word of God says, if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am to be found in the midst of them. And what God is saying to you and I is simply this. Sometimes when we're going through something, we need the faith of others. Amen. God didn't call us as an island. He didn't call us by ourselves. He called us as a body of believers. He tells you and I to confess our faults one to another, and the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that father said, hey, Lord, I believe you, but man, I need some help in my unbelief because I'm not seeing it. Amen. And then his disciples came to Jesus later, and they said, Jesus, why couldn't we cast that demon out? And Jesus responded to his disciples and said this, this kind comes out, but only by fasting and prayer. There's somebody that's fasting and praying on your behalf. There's somebody that's standing in the gap for you. God wants you to know that you're not alone. God says to you today that I will never leave you nor forsake you, that I'm as close as the call of my name. Call out to me, says the Lord, and see that if I will not do what I said I will do. Hallelujah. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us? The church of Thessalonica, he said this. He said, when you receive the word, you receive it not as the word of men, but the word of, what in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe. God sent his word to you today for you to receive, so that word and you could be conceived. And that when that word is conceived, it will give you the power to believe. So in closing today, it's also for us to achieve. And I don't want to forget the most important thing. The Apostle Paul said this in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. He says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek." God wants you to understand the word of God says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You've sinned, I've sinned, we've all sinned. The problem with our sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God is love. God loves you and I so much. The word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. To the right hand of the Father sets the Son. His name is Jesus. What Jesus did for you and I is he died on the cross. He arose from the grave. He paid the penalty for your sins and my sins. He purchased us all a place in heaven." The Bible says we like sheep have all gone astray, to each our own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And this gift is received by faith. What faith is putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. The Bible says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by him. So by putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, it draws you and I from our simple nature to God. And this makes sense to you. This gift is offered to whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that heard your word today. Father, for that one that drifted away or does not know you, I know that you're knocking on their heart's door today. And if that is you, would you just pray with me and just say this prayer, not to me, but to Jesus. Say, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole in Jesus' name." If you said that prayer, would you contact me on Messenger? For the rest of the church, for the body of Christ, the Lord reminded me in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. The Apostle Peter said, "Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." God sent his word to you today, church. If you receive this word and believe in your heart and let it be conceived within you, you will achieve great and mighty things, not only in your life, but for the kingdom of God. I send this word to you today. I speak to you today and I declare and decree well-being. I speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard your hearts and your minds to Christ Jesus. I declare and decree you're more than conquerors through Christ who gives you strength. And I speak the word to you, and may this word birth new things in your life this very moment and this very day. Father, your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. I send your word out to every child of God right now in the name of Jesus. I speak faith arising in the atmosphere, Father God. I speak faith to take back what the enemy is stolen, and their health and their families and their workplaces, Father God. Lord, we're taking back things that belong to us. We're not going to give the enemy no space and no room. We're going to allow God to arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we speak blessings upon your people. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Please share this with a loved one and a friend. Hallelujah. Amen.